From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
722, 30 degrees. It's time for Wildcat News. We have Matthew Hunter in studio. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, good morning, Pat. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm well, thank you. It's Wednesday and the sun is shining and just going to enjoy the day. You have the spring play coming up and it's Peter Pan. You're in to talk all about it. First off, let's find out what your role is.
Well, Pat, I'll be playing Skylight, one of the smaller roles as a pirate, one of the antagonists of the play. Small role, but it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Peter Pan, who has that role?
That'd be Alyssa Kinder.
And let's see, who else? What are some of the other characters?
Well, the lead would be Wendy, and that's Morgan Mayall, running it back from musical this year. She played Marion, if you saw that. Juan Camarena, who played Marcellus in the musical, is playing Captain Hook.
That would be a fun role.
Yeah, and he's rocking it. He's doing a very good job.
Does somebody portray the alligator?
Yes. Shout out to Drew Spellmeyer for being an awesome alligator.
That's great. You just came off the musical, and do I understand correctly you had the lead in the musical?
Oh, yes, sir.
What is it like to prepare for something like that? Obviously, memorizing lines, the songs and whatnot. How much time is involved?
Similar to play, there's weeks and weeks of preparing, seeing where you are on stage for every scene, how you can help move the set. Even in between all those, set building is a very important part of it as well, making sure you can see where we are and make things make sense.
Are you part of the set building?
Yes, sir. I've taken a pretty big part in that for the play this year.
When is the spring play?
The spring play for the community, the play will be open on April 4th and 5th. April 4th and 5th at 7 p.m. is when the show starts.
That's coming up pretty quick.
That's pretty quick. That's like a week and a half-ish.
What other things do you want to share about the play?
I'd like to encourage everyone to see if they can make the trip out and go watch it. It's a fun thing that we're able to put on for the community. We put a lot of hard work and effort. We've been rehearsing since, I'd like to say, right before winter break, all the way up until now. So that's 3 days a week, every week for the last like 3 or 4 months. So a lot of hard work put into it, a lot of good effort, some really talented, awesome people up there on that stage that definitely deserve a watch.
And Peter Pan is a timeless classic.
Timeless classic.
How many are participating? How many students participating in the play?
That's a hard one. I would say upwards of maybe like 25.
Okay.
A little bit smaller than musical, but just as awesome.
Do you know how much tickets are?
Not off the top of my head, no. I'm sorry, Pat.
Well, that's all right. But you could probably just call the office, the high school office, and ask for ticket prices and maybe reserve a couple for yourself. Stop by the office. I think this is going to be a really big turnout for you. You put so much time and effort and energy into the musicals, the plays, and I just know the community likes to support that and recognize all that hard work. So I wish you the best coming up in April.
4th and 5th.
4th and 5th.
7 p.m.
4th and 5th, 7 p.m., 4th and 5th, April. Make sure you check out the high school play, Peter Pan. Matthew Hunter's been our guest on Wildcat News on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.